The question of the Ben Yehoyada, the Ben Ishchai here, Madua lo tolo es ashirusam shal ashire Eretz Yisrael bekach she kibdu es haTorah o es haShabbos. In other words, even in Eretz Yisrael, you could say that they were mechabed the Torah the Shabbos, but rather tolo ashiruso b'meshe ma'asrim. Slightly different question than one we asked. Umikach shlo omar b'zchus hafroshas masik sofim. Oh, that was our question. And he writes that afhi masheres, even masik sofim is masheres, and he quotes the Ramah to prove that in Reish Mem Zayin Yoredeya. He says kosav ayayvitz lo chia shechovas hafroshas masik sofim in a Torah. It's not a chova, it's only a kiyum. And he says, in the name of the Chacham Tzvi, which is also the same, almost the same source, Shegam, Im nomer sheyesh chiyuv, lahafrish masik sofim, yefshel litlos ashirusim shal shirei bovel v'sharotzes bekach. And why not? Sharei kosav Rashi, shezochu li osher godol kazeh, v'hainu shezochu l'ashirus mufleges, she'ein lomer shebolahem b'schus ma'isik sofim rak al afroshes maser dogon. Such great wealth cannot be attributed to ma'isik sofim. It could, however, be contributed to ma'isik dogon, because there in the bracha that's given for ma'isik dogon, it says varikosi lachem bracha ad beli dai at the end of Tanakh. And that's why he responds to him that although in Bavel and beyond, they didn't have the mitzvah of Maser in the case of Maser Dogon with that bracha, but nevertheless, they were Mechabi the Shabbos, they were Mechabi the Torah, and that's what brought them that great wealth. Tiyom Rab Chia Bar Abba Pamachas Nisarachti Eitzel Bal Habayis Beludika Veivil Lefonov. So the members of the household brought in front of this Bal Habay Shulchan Shel Zov, a golden table, Masui, that the weight of the table, because of the gold, was shisha sar b'nei adam. They would need 16 people to carry it. V'sheish yisrei shal sholz shal kesef kvuas bo, an amazing amount of silver, not just of gold. And they had 16 silver chains that were set in it. Four chains were set in each side of the table, service handles for the 16 porters. Uka'oros, Vikosos, Vikitonios, Utslochios, Kvuspo. There were plates, cups, drinking ladles, and bottles, and a viola of kol, Mine Machal, Vikol, Mine Megodim, Ubisomim. On this table, there were all kinds of foods, delicacies, spices. Ukshaminichamo Samomrim. And they put the table down in front of the Baal Bayis. They would say to him, Lashem Ha'aretz U'Meloa. And that's a chapter in Tehillim Perek Chof Dalet. And we have to bless Hashem's name, recite a bracha before we partake of the food. And Kshemesalkin also, and when they finish with the meal, Omer, they would say Hashemayim, Hashemayim, Shomayim Lashem V'Aretz Nasan Livnei Adam, which is in Tilm Kuf Tez Vav, and through this Matana that they benefit from, everything should be Tova. All this is what God bestowed upon us. Amarti Lo, so Reb Chiya Bar Abba said to that Baal Bayis, B'ni, B'mezo Chisa L'kach, can you tell me what was your great Zchus that you got all this wealth? And B'ni is a Lashon Chiba. And his response was, Amali Katsav Ha'isi, I was a butcher, Umikol Be'ema Sha'isa Noah, anytime a beautiful, wonderful animal came along, Amarti Zote L'Shabbos, I set it aside for Shabbos. And if I'd find a better one, I would leave the first one out and take the second one for Shabbos. That was my mitzvah of covered Shabbos. And this is a reflection of Shabbat HaZaken in the Gemara in Beitza Tezvav, Tezayin, that Kol Yomav Hayaocha L'Chvod Shabbos. Whenever he found a better animal, he would designate it for Shabbos. Amarti lo Ashrecha Shezachiso Baruch HaMokom Shezikcha L'Kach. I said to him, fortunate are you that you merited thus, and blessed is God who has granted you all of this. So this is where we're going to stop now. And we're up to Amalo Kesar L'Rabbi Yeshua. And that's towards the bottom of Kuf Yutes Amud Aleph. And I think if you count up, it would be approximately 12 lines up from the bottom.